Welcome to the Bubbles Brunchcast with your hosts, Aaron and Kayla.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us today here on Bubbles Brunchcast. I'm your host, Aaron Ambergy.
And Kayla Maynard. Ooh.
And
Kayla Maynard.
And she's a little sickly. She's been a little sickly for a few weeks, so.
Yeah, welcome to Kentucky winter. It's like -2 tonight and supposed to be in the 50s next week.
Yeah.
So just wreaks havoc on our entire systems.
Yeah, it's something else. I used to lose my voice every year.
I remember,
like, especially in high school.
Yeah, when you had your
before I had my sinus surgery.
Yeah.
And I just anyways, so we've got an interesting topic for y'all today, but before we start that, how is Maddie doing? I've been meaning to ask.
She's doing better. She had the infection, the unknown Erbani's infection or whatever for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We had to put her on anti-nausea meds and a crap ton of antibiotics, and I had to watch her real close. She's had to go for a second round of the anti-nausea meds, but then she's been fine. She's prissy.
No.
She still demands to be fed separately from the other animals, and God forbid if I don't have a specific flavor of wet cat food that I have to alternate between, she won't eat it.
Oh my gosh.
She'll yell at me and scream at me in meow language, just, Mom, how dare you?
So I guess she's feeling a little better then.
She's feeling a little bit better. She's getting back to her sassy self, but I can still tell there are days just by looking at her eyes, she doesn't feel super great. But she's 10 years old officially now, so
yeah,
she's going to have those days. She's not put all of her weight back on, which I don't think she really ever will, because cats tend to get scrawnier the older they get.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a gel that I have to stuff down her every now and again to try to give her vitamins and stuff, just to make sure when she doesn't eat, she's getting all the stuff that
the
she
nutrients.
Needs. Yeah, and then also there's a different gel that I use when she doesn't eat to at least make sure she's getting,
mm-hmm.
I've got a vitamin gel and then not a calorie replacement, but kind of,
mm-hmm.
gel. So she's old and she's high maintenance.
Just oh.
But unlike her mom, she doesn't do the maintenance by herself. So I have to do it for her.
Our poor ladybug is not loving this cold.
But she's still got her little sweater on.
Yeah. I got her a new one. A little, it's a thicker coat with, it's like navy and pink with pink polka dots. It's real cute.
I love it. My dogs won't. They hate this cold, but my dogs are small like yours. So when they squat down to pee, it's basically inside of them.
Yeah.
so they're out and then they come right back in. They're like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Remember a few years ago we had 18 inches of snow?
Our dogs would disappear.
Snuffy had to hop like a bunny to poop.
Sorry, I'm just picturing. I can't. Okay, that's great. I love that.
She was silly. Good old.
I would have, honestly, 18 inches, I would have had to hop like a bunny just to get through the snow, too, because that'd be up to what?
Your knee?
Almost.
Yeah.
I'm 5 foot nothing. I don't have a lot of room to give to snow.
Me too. I'm got short legs. I'm only 5'3" and I have short legs.
Yeah. My legs are the longest part of my body, but that's not saying a lot. It's really not. I still have to get short people pants.
My papaw saw Ladybug and he's like, wow, the biggest thing about you is your eyes.
Really,
I was like, he's not wrong.
He's not. It makes her so, it melted Steven's cold dead heart. To animals, he's not cold to everyone. He's just, he was anti-dog until he met Ladybug. I think we've told that story.
And then y'all shortly after got a dog.
Oh yeah, he still didn't want Xena, but I was like, I'm bringing her home anyway.
Yep. And now he's
get all my extra animals.
Now he's like, well, if we ever split, I'm going to take you to court for Xena. That's it.
Yeah. He literally told me one day, he was trimming her or something, and was like, I don't think I'd ever fight you for anything if we ever broke up, but I'd fight you in court for this dog. And I was like, she was a gift to me, sir. And I have all the receipts. So you better keep mama happy. Doggy.
Yep.
He'll also straight up say, I used to think I was a cat dude, because he was a cat dude. He had a cat when I moved in with him. Like, when on our first time hanging out, before we even, like when we were still just, like, friends, he had a cat.
Yeah.
He had cats with his ex-wife. He's had cats always. He's never had a dog. His mom had dogs growing up, but he's never had a dog.
Yeah.
Now I'm a cat man. I used to think I was a cat man, but now I'm a dog dude for sure. I like dogs. Dogs are my thing. He tried to tell me that we weren't having cats after like these two that we have, you know, go over the rainbow bridge. And I was like, yeah, that's her. You live with me.
Yeah, Chris said the same thing, and I said, no, I will not live a cat-free existence. Sorry about you.
That's when I bought the little robot. I was like, we have a $600 litter box. We're going to be using this thing for years. We're going to use it for the next cats.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if you're never living a cat-free life, I'm sorry. You live with me. That's the choice you made when you signed up for this bitch.
Right. So he's, yeah. My animals are all old. Ladybug's 13. Presley's 13. Oh, Luna's 12. And Zoe's 10.
Zoe is such a tiny girl for a 10-year-old cat.
Yeah, she's just a little tuxedo baby.
She's just a little slip of a thing. She literally looks like she's still a kitten.
But she eats fine. She's just small.
She eats real good.
Yeah, she's just small. And the vet said she's fine, so.
Her fucking metabolism didn't catch up to her like mine did.
Tell me. Once I hit 30, it was all downhill from there. Also, COVID made me,
For me, it was when gain I started weight. Is when I started to put on weight. I was still like a size 1 or a size, I think at most I was a size 5, and now I'm like 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like a size 18, so, you know, whatever. But CLC will do that. You sit on your butt and then they feed you all the time.
They do. I don't think it's all their fault, but they do feed us really well. And I'm not complaining.
Like, no.
Do it. Like, absolutely. Like, they brought in, like, what was it for Christmas or Thanksgiving or something? They had, like, a tres leches cake that I never had before. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Chewy's. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to have any dairy, but here, let's have, like,
three
milk cake. Oopsie.
Well, you know.
God, after I hit 30 and I had all my stomach issues, like, which started just after COVID for me, which is probably just a coincidence, but whatever.
You think maybe COVID did it?
I don't know. It literally started within 3 months.
Of you having COVID?
Of me having COVID, yeah.
I bet they're connected. I'm not a doctor, so grain of salt what I say, but.
Exacerbated something. I've always had issues with, like, dairy, but never, like, that bad.
And gluten.
Yeah, I have. But now, I literally made a statement, I think, like, earlier today. Hey, I'm going to have gluten-free bread or gluten-free toast, because they make that. It's super expensive. It's great. With dairy-free butter on it and then cinnamon sugar on it, because that's...
Cinnamon toast.
Yeah. But you have to have something bad on it, because it can't all be like gluten-free and dairy-free. I literally have to eat like a vegan, like a gluten-free vegan with like just chicken on top now.
Yeah.
Because I can't have anything good.
I'm sorry.
Right.
It sucks.
I did learn how to make my own fettuccine sauce.
Mmm.
With like dairy-free whipping cream and dairy-free parmesan.
Sucks.
It's great.
Great. You gotta do what you gotta do. So, any hoops, the topic we got today is a Paintsville UFO and train collision. So, as you all know, we are from Paintsville, Kentucky. And before I get into it, I want to warn you all, you might hear some banging around. I have my husband and his friend are putting in a new hot water heater. Yay! Because ours went out. At the same time,
I'm so glad that he knows how to do stuff like that again, because he had to do mine last year.
Yeah.
Cold showers suck.
Yep.
I'm so glad he can do that for you.
Well, ours is a little trickier because it's a gas hot water heater.
Ooh, I'm honestly just really glad one of us married somebody that's handy.
Right.
I love mine, but
he's not that handy.
I mean, he can learn from YouTube. He just doesn't know a lot of stuff. Like, he's never had to do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you guys are still the first person I call. I'm like, hey, I'll send Chris a picture of something fucked up and be like,
What do I do?
He's coming to look at my guest bathroom floor soon. And we're going to have him do that because I don't have the brain span for that. That takes skill. I don't have.
Same.
I can barely walk and chew gum at the same time.
Same.
I should not be trusted with power tools. Let's be honest.
I mean, nobody's born knowing how to do that. But like Chris had a lot of practice doing stuff with his grandpa growing up. And then he took construction classes in college.
He like, I have a skill. I'm good at this. I'm going to take classes and make it even better.
And his job at Toyota, when he was a team lead, was to fix things. Mm. Like if the line broke, to keep the line running.
I feel like he would actually fix things instead of just adding like a zip tie and prayers.
And flashlights.
Some of my old team leads used to.
And good thoughts.
Not Toyota in general, but at least the place that I was at, it was just like zip ties and spit and prayers. Like you said, flashlights. Shining a flashlight at it to see, maybe that'll make it work. No!
Yep, keep shine your flashlight on it. Oh, it's funny. But, so this article is interesting. I found it, my mom sent it to me, actually. Shout out to Emily Endicott.
Yay!
Yay! It's an official report by a CSX engineer. So exactly 2:47 a.m. on January 14th, 2002.
That's been a minute.
Yep. Like over 20 years, 22 years ago. Crazy, we're old. While working a coal train en route from Russell, Kentucky to Shelbyana, Kentucky, our trailing unit and first two cars were severely damaged as we struck an unknown floating or hovering objects. I know it was 2:47 because my watch froze, and to this day it shows that time. That's the first paragraph of the article.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, along with his watch, everything on the electrical system on both locomotives went haywire, apparently. And when they were approaching a bend, milepost 42, an area referred to as the Wild Kingdom, for many different types of animals spotted there, my conductor and I saw lights coming from around the way. Yeah. Yeah. This order...
Wild Kingdom in Batesville.
Me neither. I don't know, but it could be unreal.
To interrupt you, but I was like, what?
Yeah, I've never heard of that. But
what wildlife is there? Like, I know
deer,
cats, dogs. There's a lot of stray dogs in Batesville.
Elk, as you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've been personally victim. That was Inez. I've been personally victimized by the elk and Inez. I'm still salty.
Still salty.
Still stings a bit.
Yeah, I would say so.
You crawl, I'm like, damn it.
I like your papaw say, you got to kill an elk before I did.
He finally got one, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got to kill one like 7 years before.
I'm happy for him. I'm happy for your papaw. He's been on that list forever.
He finally got one. He got like a tag or whatever. Somebody gave him, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but he got one. He got a tag. He got one. And I helped him turn elk into hamburger.
Oh, cool.
I know how to do that. That's a skill I have now. I can do kitchen shit. I just can't do building the kitchen shit.
That's okay. Everybody's got different skills. I cannot turn an animal into hamburger, but, you know, I don't think I have the stomach for that.
Here's a tip. Apparently, elk is so lean, I guess, because they have to, like, pack around fucking as much as they do with their body weight.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. my car. Like they're so lean, they don't like you have to. What we did was add sausage to it,
like
a little bit of fat. So that's we ground it up and then added sausage into the ground up stuff. So there's a tip if you ever find yourself in the apocalypse and need elk burgers. Takes notes.
So the electrical, like I said, the electrical system were on the locomotives were going haywire and approaching a bend near miles. Oh, yeah. Wild Kingdom. I already got that part. So that ordinarily means another train is coming and we'll pass on the other track. The outlay of the area is this. The river, track number one, track number two, straight up mountainside carved out for laying of these tracks. And so he killed the lights as to not blind the un- oncoming crew. And then
when, so they saw lights and then turned theirs off. And
yeah, they figured, oh, it's another train. Better not blind them. And, you know, kill us all.
And then shit went sideways.
Yeah. As they rounded the corner on our onboard computer began to flash in and out, speed recorder went nuts, and both the locomotives died. Alarm bells started to ring, and that's when they saw the objects, apparently scanning the river for something. At least three objects had several searchlights trained here. The first hovered about 10 to 12 feet above the track. It was right? It was metallic silver in color with multiple colored lights near the bottom of the middle. There were no windows or openings of any kind that we could see. It was 18 to 20 feet in length and probably 10 feet high. Both engines were dead as they rounded the corner and made little noise. The first object did not respond in time. I estimate we hit the object about 30 miles per hour with 16,000 trailing tons behind us. Good Lord, that's a lot.
Solid foundation of coming right up your backside.
Yeah. Clipped the top of our lead unit and then skipped back, slicing a chunk of out of our trailing unit and the first two coal cars. The other objects vanished. So it hit the object, and then the object vanished. What the hell? And, of course, this is, like, in the middle of the night. No one's around. So they had initiated the emergency brakes due to the loss of power and stopped approximately a mile and a half to 2 miles after the impact. And this is, remember, I'm summarizing a report from the engineer, the CSX engineer.
Well, I'm also concerned about the emergency brakes stopping a mile and a half to 2 miles. So you better not have like a real emergency in a train.
I mean,
is what I'm hearing.
It's a train.
That's a lot of weight to stop. Yeah,
it's a train. It's you know those old AC unit, the train commercials.
No,
the AC units that were called trains. It says it's hard to stop a train, and it's spelled TRANE.
Oh, that's cool. I don't remember those, but that's
yeah.
I remember. Most of the commercials that I remember is like the crab going, I binge.
So, I don't remember those. Okay.
There's a car commercial and the car's like, no.
No.
The crab's like, Steven does that to me all the time. I binge? No.
So let's see. The emergency brakes initiated the loss of power and we stopped approximately a mile and a half to 2 miles after the impact. Our power restored after we stopped. We were notified. And we notified our dispatcher located in Jacksonville, Florida, of what had happened. We were told to inspect the car, see if they'd hold the rail, and try to limp the milepost CMG 60, which used to be the Paintsville yard, which is no longer in full operations. We checked everything out, and the cab of the rear locomotives was demolished and smoking. The second two cars looks like they've been hit with a giant hammer, but looked like they'd hold the rail. They pulled into the Paintsville yard at approximately 5:15 a.m., the huge overhead lights in the lining the yard were noticeably dark, and the only lights that came from what we assume were railroad officials parked the car near the end of the track. We pulled to a stop and began unloading our grips off the wounded train. We could immediately hear what sounded like an army of workers immediately tending to our train. Vehicle doors slamming, guys running in weird outfits, and lights glaring from all directions. The one thing was missing was railroad officials.
So this just turned weirder.
The whole thing, yeah.
Weird. It was already
weird. Let's see. A guy named Ferguson shook my hand and asked me to follow him into the old yard office. We did. Once inside, I have no idea who these people were, began to ask us hundreds of questions. They then told us for our own protection, we'd be medically tested before we could leave.
Creepy. Mm-hmm. Also, Ferguson?
Okay.
Of course, it would be a Ferguson scaring people.
Right? It sounds like a Men in Black ship.
That's what it sounds like. Weird suits and, like, they didn't identify themselves as anything. They weren't railroad officials. And then medically tested, that would terrify me. I'd be like, what the fuck? What do you mean tested?
Right? What are you getting tested for and what?
What have I come in contact with?
Right.
The railroad?
Yeah.
And some wildlife in the wild. I'm sorry. I can't get over that. Anyway.
I asked repeatedly to talk to my road foreman or the train master, and not only were these requests denied, but they confiscated my conductor's cellular phone. So So this is in 2002. Not everybody has cell phones.
Oh.
Like, are these...
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I didn't have one until, like, 2009. No,
yeah.
I didn't have my own. I had my mom. I didn't have my own until I was getting divorced.
Mm. Yeah.
At 20. But so that was not too long after 2009.
Spence.
I know.
Anyway. Hours later, we were led outside the old yard office, and strange things continue to happen. The two locomotives and two cars were removed from the rest of the train we had brought in. And my only guess was parked four tracks over under a huge tent-like structure, buzzing with activity. Mm-hmm. We were led off.
Yeah, that definitely is starting to sound more like Men in Black shit.
Told you. Yeah, we were led off the property and told, due to national security, our silence on this matter would be appreciated.
So, enter this article.
We were then put on in a railroad vehicle and taken to Martin, Kentucky, where we went through questioning again with the railroad officials and then drug tested. After all this,
Just to interject, Martin, Kentucky is different than Martin County,
Kentucky.
Yes. Both. I apologize for you having to go to.
Yes, Martin, Kentucky is in Floyd County, and then Martin County is a separate thing.
It's like Inez, Bluffville, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, go ahead.
That's okay. We were then put in a railroad vehicle, taken to Martin, blah, blah, blah. Okay. After all this, we were sent to Shelbyana, where we took rest for 8 hours and then worked on another train back to Russell. Working back, we passed Paintsville. No sign of the engines, cars, tents, people, nothing. What the fuck?
That is weird. First off, the fact that, like, I know the railroad that they're talking about, it's that the one that's no longer an option is probably the one over by the lumber yard.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get to, like, Van Leer, West Van Leer, that kind of
stuff. Like, near Dairy Queen and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. off of that's Depot cool. Road.
Mm-hmm.
Funny story,
which
I took...
Which is probably why it's called Depot Road now.
Now that I think about it.
Now that I think about it, yeah.
Yeah. I took my senior pictures there on the railroad tracks.
At the railroad tracks?
I know, that's illegal, but whatever, nothing happened. I was not killed.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a train actually going through there. But also, I didn't live that close to them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I didn't live like right next to them like I did at the house in Georgetown. So every time someone went by those tracks, it was like the whole house shook.
Yeah.
We don't live there anymore. That house, at least. I miss Georgetown.
Mm. Understand. Well, I guess that about... I don't know. Well, let's...
That's crazy, though.
Yep.
We were literally living there at the time, and we didn't hear anything about that.
No. I only heard about it, like, last year. My mom sent it to me. Why? And she's like, oh, you should do a podcast on this. I'm like, why? Why do we not hear more about this?
Yeah, especially, it's even weirder, like your dad works there, like, in the, well, I don't know.
He wasn't the county attorney then.
No, yeah, that makes more sense. You would think they would tell the people that work there.
Oh, that's some Men in Black shit right there.
It's super creepy to, like, think that it could happen in your town and you not know it. But I guess that's, like, the whole point of situations like that,
mm-hmm.
is that you just don't know.
Right.
That's
the
whole point of the people that come in to fix stuff like that, I guess.
I am of the belief that we are not the only intelligent life out there.
I think we're the gas station that nobody wants to stop at.
Lock your door. Spaceships lock their doors and keep on. Don't even stop for gas at that planet. I'm telling you.
I feel like that's us.
Yes.
If there are. But, like, I also know that, didn't they come out, like, last year or something and say that there are people, like, beings or whatever?
There was something like that, yes. Like, the government confirmed it.
Yeah.
I don't know that for sure, so don't quote me on it.
Mm-mm. Years and years ago, I had an ex that pranked me with that, and he was... awful, because I don't watch the news. I've said that a lot,
mm-hmm.
because it's fucking depressing.
Well, yeah,
most of the time. And I don't want nothing to do with it. He took me out to dinner at like this little hole in the wall bullshit place.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't even know should have existed, but he's like, yeah, didn't you see this like thing? And he pulled up a YouTube video of like some dude at a press conference saying, yeah, there's this type of alien, this type of alien. And I was like, oh, that's terrifying. But then I like actually looked into it myself and I was like, huh,
you're
a jackass. You're just a straight up jackass.
Yeah.
But that's terrifying. I mean, yeah, there probably is, because I mean, it's really kind of arrogant to think that we're the only significant life
mm-hmm.
a universe as big as ours has proven to be. But then again, we still have flat earthers. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, so
intelligent life. Yeah, I say intelligent life loosely.
Air bunnies.
There's flat earthers. There's COVID. There's Holocaust deniers. There's COVID deniers.
Oh, anyway.
Any hoops.
Years, as our generation would say. But yeah, it's really arrogant to think that we're the only like intelligent life out there.
Mm-hmm.
And also, even if there have been, like, I know there are some people that say that's why we have had the like technological jump that we did from between like the 80s and now. Is completely different. Like cell phones and mm-hmm. you know,
we got computers in our pockets and
literally, and then just the computers we do have, and then everything like that, the internet, all that jazz. They say that like it could have been taken from like something that was left behind or whatever. Cool. I don't know about any of that, but I do think I haven't seen it myself, but I think that there's a possibility for sure.
Yeah, same.
I'd never say, I'm just like with, you know, ghosts and stuff. We've done our, like, ghost tours and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. we've done all of the stuff that we've done. I'd never say for sure because I haven't seen anything. But I also would never say never because I know there are people that's been their experience.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I haven't had that experience doesn't mean anything.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And also, the world is in such a state that they're like, if the government, there's talk of the government confirming alien existence, and I don't give a fuck. I could not care less. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool.
At this point in the world, every time they unearth something from the bottom of the ocean or somewhere, I'm like, put it the fuck back.
Put it back. Put it back.
We don't need anything else. Stop.
Like the 4,000-year-old board game I saw, like, now they're trying to figure out the instructions. Stop it. Stop it. Don't do that. Put it back.
Unleash Jumanji on the world and then be like, oh, but why? Why is this happening? Because you couldn't fucking stop. Just
no.
Stop.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Exactly. I just. Yep. No, thank you. None of that shit. Just stop poking around with shit. Stop fucking with shit you shouldn't fuck with.
Quite exactly.
Honestly. To put it eloquently.
Stop it.
Don't touch it. Is it yours? No. Stop it.
Yeah, slap their hand away. Damn it.
A little hand slap.
Well, I guess that about wraps us up. Make sure to like, subscribe, unless you have anything to add. Nope.
No.
Nope.
I don't know what that noise was in my house. Was that the beep you heard earlier?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, never mind then.
Okay.
Take it back.
Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on Insta and TikTok at Bubbles Brunchcast. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, corrections, topic suggestions, hit us up bubblesbrunchcast@gmail.com. We are all ears. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was the last call for this episode of the Bubbles Brunchcast. Please subscribe and tune in next time. We will be serving it up all over again. Enjoy your week.